And somebody told me, sooner or later, Sister Nick's going to get you. Now, they just tolerated that poor lady. I'm talking about she did some things that in most places they would have run her off if she did. Matter of fact, one time she got so upset in the foyer that she slapped one of the elders' wives and knocked her glasses off her face. And she came back and apologized later, but it was just an impulse thing because this lady was a foreman over a tie yard, no kidding. And she, sometimes these things just come out because she was getting kind of senile. Well, this was on a Wednesday night, and I was up teaching, and I quoted a verse. Ephesians 2, verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. She jumped straight up out of her pew, and she hit the back of that pew with a songbook or a Bible or something. And she said, that is false doctrine. Woo, what did I do? What did I do? I just quoted a verse that she didn't like. That's what it was. Said that was denominational doctrine, that you're saved by grace through faith. You got to study the Bible and learn what that verse really means. And so she started really dressing me down, and I didn't know what I was going to do. Listen, this thing was getting out of hand. She was getting louder and louder and louder, and I was standing here just getting redder and redder and redder. And my wife said, I can't believe you didn't go over and slap her. I said, look, I got out of that a long time ago. She said, you did? Well, if I'd have known that, I'd been doing a lot more things. But, you know, we grew up pretty tough. Finally, the deacon back there, he motioned to me, and he turned up the microphone. And so I just leaned over the microphone, and I started praying for Sister Nix. And she's still talking. And I prayed for her, prayed for her, prayed for her, and I thought, great, man, is she ever going to quit talking? And I'd look, and finally, she quit talking, bowed her head, and standing up now, and I said, finally prayed, and I said, you know, Lord, please give Sister Nix an opportunity to repent before she dies in this condition. And I said, amen. And everybody in there said, amen. And she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she said, well, I'm not going to say any more. And she sat down, and everybody in there started clapping. I don't know why. They just started clapping because she sat down. They'd some of them had heard this before. They wondered when she was going to get me. She got me. And so the next day, the elders came by and said, come on, we've got to go to Sister Nix. And so we go over. Boy, I'm scared to death. You know, what in the world? I don't want to lose my temper. I wasn't afraid of her. I was afraid of myself. You know, because what's she going to do to me? I go in and she's weeping and she's crying and she grabs me and hugs me and kisses me and says, Sonny, said, you just don't know how much I love you. I'd fight for you like I'd fight a buzzsaw, is what she said. And she would. I don't know what came over me, you know. And so you got people like that who will actually help people. But maybe they're a little bit tough in other ways, right? So you got to learn how to mentor some people that's going to be about as tough as Sister Nix. You know, she needs a mentor too.